Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Jennifer Hufstetler, the Director of Data Center Product Marketing at Intel. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you, Allison.
So we've known each other for a really long time, and I can't believe that this is your first time on Chip Chat. Can you tell me a little bit about your scope of focus at Intel and how that relates to the data center?
Absolutely. So my role with product management and product marketing is covering all of our Xeon processor families, from the E3, which we'll be talking about today, the E5, as well as the Xeon E7 families. That relates to our product announcement today, where the Xeon E3 processor family is really the foundation of our processor families for the data center, providing that entry compute, whereas the Xeon E5 delivers compute for a broad range of applications in the data center, and the E7 for scale-up and in-memory compute type workloads.
I'm glad that you introduced that. You know, Intel's product portfolio has evolved considerably from the early days of Xeon-based computing. Can you tell me about our view on why there is an entire portfolio of processors to address the data center, and what's changed in the data center to drive that demand?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things that are changing. One, the workloads are evolving in the data center, and one of the things Intel seeks to do is ensure that we're delivering optimized compute and performance for that particular workload and for that particular end customer need. So our product portfolio has expanded dramatically to accommodate the growing needs of the workload diversification. And so we have both core product families as well as optimized product families targeted at specific customer needs. Another trend in the data center is the cloud computing trend, and that additionally provides different demands on the data center platforms and through our full product portfolio, in addition to the processors, through our networking and our storage components as well. We combine those to best marry the two, the delivery of cloud services in both the public cloud, on-prem, and in a hybrid model.
Now, when you take a look at the Xeon E3, which we're launching today, I believe it's the Intel Xeon E3 1200 V6 launch today. Tell me a little bit about where this product is aimed at and what's exciting about the new entry in terms of the V6.
So our E3 processor family covers many segments, from mobile workstation, entry workstation, all the way to the Internet of Things. The pieces that we're launching today, specific to the E3 1200 V6 portions, are focused primarily at entry workstation and small business server or entry server workloads. What's interesting about what we're providing today, we're really seeking to build upon the foundation of compute that we have here, and of course, as always, providing additional product functionality and capability. And this generation, we have increases in processor speed as well as enhanced memory capability, now including up to the DDR4 2400 megahertz. And together with the other foundational capabilities of hardware enhanced security and reliability, as well as the support for the latest Intel HD graphics P630, we can really deliver that essential performance and visuals for the professional compute that either the workstation customers or the small business owner is seeking.
Now, a lot of folks don't realize that we ship Xeons and workstations, and obviously graphics are an important capability there. Can you talk a little bit about those HD graphics and what we bring to the table in terms of graphic performance?
So our integrated HD graphics is something that we've been evolving generation after generation. This was recently launched in our last product family, the 1200 V5. And what it delivers is HEVC 10-bit hardware acceleration for 4K encode and decode. Now, if you were to look at the graphics performance for this new product family, the E3 1200 V6 versus a V2, typical time to refresh several years later, you would see up to 3x graphics performance improvement.
That's fantastic. Why does this processor make a great foundation for small business needs in particular?
Yes, well, it not only provides the productivity, reliability, and security that a small business owner is looking for, it also offers that foundation for an on-premise server for the flexibility. A small business owner is dealing with many challenges. They may have signed on with some cloud services, but they may have some uncertainty in the cost of that investment and how it might change month to month. By using a Xeon E3 as a foundation for their on-premise compute, they can ensure that they have legacy application support, they can meet regulatory compliance needs depending on their business, and they can maintain their most sensitive customer data on-site, but also be able to connect in a hybrid fashion to those public cloud services. So it provides a lot of benefits to that small business owner.
You know, I know that when we release a processor, it's not just throwing a processor out there and hoping for the best. We do a tremendous amount of optimization and validation work with our ecosystem. Can you tell me a little bit about the work with the OEMs in terms of getting them ready to deliver this platform and what we've done with our ISVs to ensure that applications are optimized?
As always, Intel works very closely with a broad set of ecosystem partners, and we have product platforms coming out from all major OEM and ODM partners in support of this new platform. And through the ISV ecosystem and the OSV ecosystem, we have support across Microsoft, Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu. We also support virtualization ISV applications, and that is inclusive of VMware, Microsoft, Citrix, and Linux. And specifically for workstations, we have ensured certification across the most popular applications, inclusive of Adobe, Photoshop Lightroom, Autodesk, 3ds Max, AutoCAD, and more, Solid Edge, as well as SolidWorks, and many, many others.
Now, I know that the E3 product line is on debut today and really is the star of the show, but an interview with you, Jennifer, would not be complete unless I asked you what else your team is up to and what we can be looking forward to in 2017 in terms of new product entries.
Thanks for asking, Allison. Yeah, we're always working on the next generation of products across the entire portfolio. And you may have heard some early releases, early public cloud services being offered on our next generation Xeon platform, codenamed Skylake. So we're looking forward to that full, broad ecosystem launch in mid-17 as a highlight coming up later this year.
Fantastic. Well, always a delight to talk to you, and now we brought it to Chip Chat. One final question for you. If folks online want to find out more about the Xeon E3 series of processors, where would you send them for more information?
Yeah, they can go to intel.com/Xeon E3.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Great. Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.